let's first of all talk a little bit about the song itself, See You Through. How did that come about, and how did you start out writing it?
Well, I'm a local musician in Sydney, and I'm just starting out as a solo artist, and so I'm doing more of my own songwriting, and I just felt kind of helpless in this situation, and I wanted to contribute somehow, and so I figured, why not use the skills that I have and write a song that hopefully will uplift anyone who's struggling, you know, especially victims of the current tragedies that have happened. But really everyone's been affected by the pandemic. And so I wanted to write something that's sort of uplifting, that would give some hope, and hopefully that it would give some awareness about food insecurity via the fundraiser for Loaves and Fishes that I started. So I'm hoping to promote that fundraiser with this song.
You can actually go online and donate towards Loaves and Fishes.
Yeah, I've started a GoFundMe page. So it's GoFundMe.com/F, the letter F as in fish, /Loaves and Fishes, all spelled out, COVID-19.
Now, you hope to raise money, of course. The work of Loaves and Fishes and many of the food banks in this area is very, very important, especially at this time of the pandemic. Were you surprised? Have you found out anything that you didn't know about what work they do?
Well, I wasn't really surprised, just because I am aware of, you know, poverty, having experienced extreme poverty myself, and, you know, just with all of the job losses and, you know, people living paycheck to paycheck, in a lot of cases, the food bank needs help now more than ever. Don't quote me on this, but I believe Marco, the director, said maybe something like the need has doubled, maybe. I may be misquoting that, but
I'm sure it has at least doubled. Yeah,
it's increased quite a bit. Yeah.
And that's the case throughout. Now, I'm just wondering, where, you know, did you say, okay, I've got to do something about this, and decide? Have you had a connection with Loaves and Fishes in the past, as you mentioned, through poverty that you've experienced yourself?
Well, not with Loaves and Fishes myself, but I did have to rely on the Every Women's Center for some food, some help with food donations in the recent past. And, you know, fortunately, I didn't quite get to the point where I had to go regularly to Loaves and Fishes for meals during the day. But, you know, it was within my awareness. And, yeah.
Tell us a little bit about the actual writing of the song, Adrian. I know you don't do these things alone, of course. You had people who helped you out and accompanied you.
Yeah, well, I had a couple of friends who helped me write and record the song. So Al McDonald helped write the song. I had some trouble with the end of the piece and sent him the lyrics, and he sent something back pretty much right away, and I was like, wow, that's perfect. Danny McKibben, a longtime friend of mine who's a wonderful guitarist and a local music teacher, played guitar on the piece.
And you just sat, where did you record?
I recorded it myself. Long and McQuaid donated the equipment, the interface and the microphone, and I just recorded it at my place here in Sydney. It was, you know, a labor of love. It took a while to get everything, to get the song written and get the arrangement done, and then the actual recording, and, you know, having to the logistics of getting the recording interface to my friend Jenny so that she could record, and then getting that back to me so I could mix all the tracks. But it was it gave kind of sharpened my skills in that way, and it was a lot of fun.
That's one of the side effects, ironically, of the pandemic, is that a lot of local artists are doing exactly what you're talking about and recording in their kitchens and their living rooms and putting it out over the internet. I think it's a positive effect to you.
Yeah, I mean, there are definite positives. I'm definitely grieving because Celtic Colors, for example, is a big part of my yearly. It's my Christmas. It's what I look forward to every year, and I'm as a performer and as just a part of that community, really. But there are a lot of silver linings to this as well, and that people are learning how to use equipment that they may not have used before, and how to strengthen their presence online, which is really important.
We're going to listen to the song in its entirety at the end of our interview, but tell me, how did you come up with the title, See You Through, and do you have a favorite line or a favorite part of the song that you enjoy?
Well, you caught me a little off guard there, Dave. I guess See You Through is just sort of what I envision. I took it to
mean See You Through. We'll see you through the crisis, the pandemic.
Yes. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. I'm not one with the words when it comes to speaking. I'm more of a shut up and sing kind of person.
Shouldn't we all be more like that?
But yeah, no, that's exactly the sentiment I was looking for. And, I've dealt with some very difficult things in my life. And so, I think one of my favorite lines is actually one of the ones that Al contributed about how the light came through and my spirit grew, you know, that there is hope, there is light at the end of the tunnel, as difficult as all of this is, and, you know, being aware and that, you know, there have been deaths, and that's very unfortunate. For those who are left behind, we will get through this.
It all kind of points out, too, to the strength that we have as Cape Bretoners, as Nova Scotians,
yes.
That we know we'll get through it eventually, just not sure of how.
Right. We are very resilient as a people. We've been through so much in the past, and so this is just another one of those things, and...
Would you describe yourself as a struggling local artist?
Well, you know, I don't want to label myself as a struggling local artist, but I definitely, there are challenges to breaking into the local scene. I just moved here about a year and a half ago, and so, you know, I've been networking with new friends who are musicians and finding places to play in that.
You're going to have to let it out more that you're a direct descendant of Winston Scotty Fitzgerald.
Well, I had when I was part of my former duo. We did a couple of albums, and we were the recipients of the Big Sampy Award, which is... given by the, I'm not going to say this correctly, and they're going to hate me for it probably, but the Drivers Volunteer Association with Celtic Colors.
Sure, yeah, aware of that.
Yeah, and Lakewind Sound Studio. They kind of gave us our start, and I'm just sort of branching out on my own now in Sydney, which, you know, I think helps being in Sydney proper, hopefully. I've been doing lots of promotion online, sharing lots of videos and all of the Facebook pages and things, and trying to work on my social media skills, which I'm not a huge social media
They come eventually. Don't worry about that. They come eventually. It's great. It's great talking to you. It's great to see that you took the time to write such a song, which I think I can tell just by talking to you about it has a lot of meaning to you personally as well.
Exactly. Yeah. And any song that I've ever sung, really, from the time that I was a child when I started really singing, it's any song that I've sung, I've correlated it with some personal meaning. And really, my hope and intent as an artist is to help people, whether it's getting through some sort of struggle or sadness, or to bring them joy. And whenever that happens, it makes my day, and it's cathartic for me as well.
Thank you for taking the time, Adrian, to talk to us. Good luck with your GoFundMe page and raising money for Loaves and Fishes, and good luck with your career. Stay safe and stay healthy.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me on the show, and same to you. Stay healthy and stay safe, and I want to shout that out to everyone listening as well.